This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line on this Monday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper, and we've got the stories to back it up, Melissa Miller.
That's right, we do.
Melissa Miller joining me here on Party Line for the first half hour of the program. And then at 9 o'clock for the second half hour, we will have Don Stock, our very own, in here to talk about the Frankfort Hot Dogs Alumni Hall of Fame. And that's just right around the corner here. So we'll be talking about that and talking about some of the inductees and the process of all of that. Tomorrow we will have Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan and Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens in the studio. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast is sunshine, cold today. We'll see a high of only 12 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, wind chill at minus 5. Snow with freezing rain in the afternoon. Tomorrow, a high 36. And Wednesday, snow early with a high 33. A reminder, the Warming Center open at Green Meadows Elementary School in Frankfort. That's at 1900 South Jackson Street until noon today. Also, the Kokomo Rescue Mission Dining Room will be open as a warming center at 321 West Mulberry Street in Kokomo through noon today. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon today. It is currently minus 2 at WILO. And I wanted to take just a couple minutes here real quick to let you listeners know. And if you noticed, a couple days last week, I was not here on Party Line. And I thank Ken Hartman for setting in for me. I think I shared maybe a couple months ago that my girlfriend, Shell, her mom had got cancer like really quickly in the lungs back in early November. Healthy woman, never smoked, worked out all the time, retired for a couple years. And she was doing pretty good around Christmas time. And we got to have a really nice Christmas with her. But she passed away Wednesday morning, kind of suddenly. And so that's where I was last Thursday morning. My girlfriend, Shell, she's an only child. You know, this is really hard on her. And her mom's name was Katherine Hansen. She's 70. She was 71 years old from Racine, Wisconsin. So we just ask that you keep our family in your prayers and good thoughts and everything. So we're going to go out to Racine this Friday and Saturday. And that's where her funeral services will be this Saturday. So I won't be in Friday as well. So I just appreciate everybody helping out around here. And I've got just great support. Casper Media is an awesome family-friendly company to work for. And just very blessed in that regard. But I've had a lot of people ask me on Facebook and text. And I just wanted to put that out there. That's what we're kind of dealing with right now. Sad situation. But glad I got to know her for a couple of years. Russ Casper joining us on the phone this morning. Russ, you got Melissa and Kevin here.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, if Al Gore doesn't do something about this global warming, we're going to all freeze to death.
Yeah, right. Someone wake him up, will they?
Michael Mann, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So this is the pause, though. This is the pause. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear, of course, about Shell's mom. And
thank you.
I know that I know a little bit about that. It's life-changing, and in some ways, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Russ.
The lunar eclipse was a little bit of a cloud fest, I think, last night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether or not you got a chance to see it.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
I set my alarm, and I did go out, and I saw a bunch of Cirrus or Alto Stratus clouds. I couldn't really even see a shadow. So.
Now, I was able to see a little bit of the eclipse. I woke up about 12:15 or so, midnight, you know, and was up for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I could see the partial, but it had already passed. So it was kind of in the final phase of whatever it was doing.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I guess this will be our last one till 2021, which kind of reminds me, some people have visited our website. We have all of our dates for the Prairiegrass Observatory up on the website at indianastars.com, and so we're excited about that. We've enlarged a little bit. We figured, well, it's going to be clouded over for some of them anyway, so we actually plowed in about 3 or 4 more than normal.
Well, I think I told you a couple weeks ago, Russ, that this is my first full year of living in Clinton County, and I've always kind of been amazed, but haven't had a chance to check out too much astrological stuff, so I'm going to bring the little ones over there, the kids, and we're going to enjoy that this summer. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'd be great. And, you know, hats off to all the folks that we take for granted that keep the power on, that get the snow off of the roads. That all obviously doesn't happen.
Yeah, though they worked their tails off this weekend, especially with that wind and trying to keep power on everywhere. Because I know Duke Energy had thousands of customers out.
It was kind of centered around what, the Circleville area. I know.
Yeah, Circleville, Boylston, Michigantown area had a little bit. I know Kirkland had a little bit, but yeah, they. And then over towards Tipton, they had a fairly large outage over that way too.
You know, I had many hours of college physics, whenever I see the power lines like a sine wave whipping up and down, I saw. Did you see a picture of that on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
They were just undulating. You know what the physics term is? Reinforced harmonic motion, and that'll rip out wires from poles,
mm-hmm.
and the reinforcement part, of course, is the wind, and the harmonic motion is the frequency of that wind is just right to be able to whip those power lines. And of course, during the ice storm of 1991, that was happening in spades, and it was ripping out those power lines right and left.
Oh yeah,
Russ, did you get a chance to hear our severe weather coverage Saturday afternoon?
I heard your podcast. I saw your podcast up, and I listened. And
you like that?
I love that.
Good.
I thought that was fantastic. I did not do a very good job of calling in, and I apologize.
We just did some updates every half hour, so the timing was right.
You know, it never really got to a white knuckle situation, did it?
Right.
I mean, whenever things happen slower, it's more manageable for all of us. I think that when things change quickly, such as a tornado,
right,
or a blizzard descends on us with wind and low temperatures and high snowfall all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was a good fire drill in a way.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny because you mentioned the ice storm of 1991. I saw a lot of photos this weekend, people sharing those.
What was being shared was the 78 blizzard.
Well, there was that too. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the 78 blizzard was huge. I mean,
bigger than 77.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, when you had, anywhere from 12 to 14 foot walls of snow in the main highways, 28, I know.
Man, some of those pictures were just.
That's where I grew up.
They looked fake. They look fake,
yeah,
the pictures
they look
I saw.
Fake, but wow. The payloaders is what they used to open up the highways, just one lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy.
And I'm absolutely serious when I say this. I'm not poking fun at all. But that blizzard of 77, 78, that was right in the era that Time magazine came out with a front cover story about the impending ice age coming.
Because
we had global cooling there for about 18-20 years. It was, you could see it right on the charts, it was going down while of course carbon dioxide was going up. So
what were you doing during the blizzard of 78?
I was down at Indiana University. I was over at Alan Mitchell's house, and we were actually helping cars out of the ditch, and we were kind of hunkering down about a block and a half from the Memorial Union, and I think at that time there were rules and ordinances, laws. You couldn't even get out of your you were ordered basically to hunker down and stay.
Oh yeah.
You really had no choice. I mean, there were some people that could walk, but you know, it was even hard to walk.
Yeah, good luck, right?
I grew up out on 28, almost out to 29, just right around the corner from Clinton Central and Boylston. That's where I grew up, and we were actually, when that all started coming in, we were actually out a girls' basketball tournament at Clinton Prairie.
I'll be darned.
And we managed to get back to Central with the buses and everything, but by the time we got back, there were several of the county roads that were non-passable, and I ended up with part of the basketball team at my house.
Wow.
Because we could still get to my house. So I had girls living at my house for like a week or so.
Any porch in a storm, right?
And that was, of course, by that time we were perfecting a broadcast technique, which then we got a national award for, which was to, among other things, many other things, we opened the phone lines and we trusted the people. We trusted the people to give us good information. And of course, we were following the snowmobiles, moving insulin from the Lebanon Hospital to the Frankfurt Hospital.
Exactly. Yeah.
And every house, you know, oh, here they come. Every house was listening to WILO.
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
My now husband at that time was, he had just started not too long before that as a volunteer on the fire service, and he was one of the few that had a snowmobile. Hmm. And they were actually transporting EMTs to ambulance calls because you couldn't get there with the ambulance, so they were taking techs out on the snowmobiles. And
how many years were you with the EMT along with Larry?
Counting fire service too, I did about 15 years. Larry did closer to 30.
Wow. You know, that is what a tip of the hat, because that's a lot of, you know, volunteer service, no doubt.
There's a few of them out there that are still on the service that were there when I started that actually helped me get started. So it's kudos to them for being able to stick it out that long.
Well, here again, that's another example of all of these, quote, invisible pillars that we have that we go through our life. And it's kind of like my dad said, you know, you put the quarter in the slot and you turn the knob and you expect the gumballs to show up. Well, you know, somebody has to make all that happen behind the scenes. It's not that easy.
It doesn't happen by accident,
no,
right?
Yeah. No.
All right, well.
Well, hopefully. I mean, it was fun at the time when I was a kid because our whole house was covered in snow. We actually had to tunnel out both the front and the back door. And you tunneled through into the garage, and you could walk up and over the garage, up and over the house. The snowdrifts were that big, and they were that solid.
Wow.
It was solid, hard-packed snow.
What about hills? There's not as many hills and hollers as there is in southern Indiana,
no,
where I'm from.
So
that's the big thing, and,
well, and
you know, with
thing,
snow is to go
large,
sledding.
That large amount of snow that fell, and with that drifting, it was wherever it found something to catch.
Right.
And then it just kept loading and loading and loading.
And but it could be a roof, right? Like
yeah,
you said.
Exactly. Wow. Rusty, you remember how much actual snowfall they estimated that we had?
I'm trying to think here. I really don't want to say, because I mean, I could guess.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. I know it was an ungodly amount that we had never seen before.
Like 30 inches or something like that.
Right, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, at least.
Another thing I remember distinctly one time, and it was not this that storm, it was later, but I remember coming in to where you guys are right now, the AM control room, and at that time it was just 1570, it was not 96.9.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had some guys from the EMT that we were interviewing, and we were talking about the wind chill, and I specifically remember that, I think maybe it was Dave Elliott or whatever, he said, well, we have wind chills now of minus 60.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think this was real early in the morning, like 6 in the morning or whatever, it was clear. The wind was blowing like a banshee. I can't remember all the details, but I remember minus 60 degrees.
Yeah, when
that's it, where it gets dangerous.
When it was at its strongest, it's pure whiteout, and like you said, the danger of the wind chill, just a few seconds, and frostbite sets in.
Well, yeah, you spit, and it turns to ice before it hits the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I keep saying one of these days we're going to do a Facebook Live, and we're going to do that hot water challenge where you throw hot water up in the air on like,
oh,
the coldest
yeah,
day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
hey, well, you know what? We could have
cool.
We could have Kevin swim right on the square. He could actually jump into some water.
I thought about that, but, you know, ooh. I knew that. There's, you know as well as I do, that is never going to happen.
Well, it happened January 1st. You saw me, right? Did you see me, Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say you made the attempt.
You're right. I didn't like totally submerge myself. Russ, quit giving Larry Loeffner ideas. Okay?
Ah, we're giving him some fodder. Let's cut down some more wood.
Yes. Well, it's going to be cold for the next couple days too, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. With the wind chill advisory till noon today, and then just a high of 12 today, Russ. So
let's see. What day?
Got to be careful.
Yeah, that's a good point. Today is January the what?
21st.
Yes.
Okay. I have some good news for you.
Okay.
Yesterday, January 20th, if you took a look at the last 60, 70 years, yesterday statistically was the coldest day of the year. And days are now getting warmer statistically every year. Not only are the days getting daylight getting longer,
yeah,
but the actual temperatures now statistically are getting warmer every day. This yesterday was the statistically the coldest day of the year.
Okay, well, I noticed last week, I believe it was, you know, with some pretty cold conditions, I knew that it was probably had to be close to some records, you know,
well,
especially,
you know,
with the wind chills.
You know how I first locked in on that statistic? I was at the Monroe County Library when I was at IU, and they had right there in the lobby, the front foyer area, they had a computer plot of all the temperatures for the last 40 or 50 years on this graph. A computer had kind of sketched it, you know, like one of those, like a seismograph.
Yeah, yeah.
With the earthquakes and all.
Right.
But they had this great big plot of all of these temperatures. And it, of course, the whole thing turned into kind of a great big sine wave, right? With the dip was, you could look at the dip and then you could look at the peak for the whole year. For all of these years, it was absolutely fascinating. And I spent probably 10 minutes just looking at that thing. And the peak was July the 20th. You know, if you took it over and over and over and over, mm-hmm. you pretty much figured out. July 20th was the peak, and the dip, the bottom of the barrel, temperature-wise, was January 20th.
One day last week, I noticed it was 6:15 and still light outside. So that yeah. like you said, it's happening.
Yeah,
and that'll put you in a better mood, you know.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting more vitamin D now.
That's right.
Yeah, even if we are sitting in 15 below wind chill.
Yeah, right.
But summer's coming. Well, I appreciate, obviously, not only me, but everybody appreciates you guys. I mean, Melissa, you were in here on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and did the church services and all. And again, that doesn't happen by accident. We appreciate it very much. And same with you, Kevin. You know, you guys behind the scenes, but mm-hmm. keep the keep the fires burning. So.
Well, we've got a good staff, and we all get along, so that helps, Russ. I'm not going to lie.
That's amazing. It's great. There was somebody over at Ivy Tech that says, three things. And I think we could do at least two out of these three things. He says, if you're doing something, if you like it, and you're good at it, and you get paid well for it, what else could you ask for? Now, I think we're two out of three, at least.
We're not going to discuss which two out of three, right?
But, you know, if you stop and think about it, if you're doing something that you like, mm-hmm. and that you're good at, and that you get paid reasonably well for, what else?
You couldn't ask for anything more. That's right. It's like you really don't ever work. You know, you work, but you know, that's a good point.
Yeah. And sometimes I wish we could make the numbers higher. But anyway, good enough. I will bug out and let you guys do your thing.
All right, Russ. Have a good day. We'll catch you soon.
Take care.
All right. Melissa, I had a boss tell me one time that what was we just talking about with Russ, the
wind chills and the being the coldest day of the year and all that good stuff, and then also talking about the camaraderie that we have at work.
Yes. I had a director of operations in Columbus, Indiana. I talked to him a couple of years after I quit there and moved on to another station. I said, John, you still doing radio? And he said, yeah, beats working for a living. So
yeah,
I thought,
exactly.
You know, that's kind of...
Exactly.
You know.
Well, Russ and I have had this conversation many times that when I left retail, he and I had talked after that, because I had done some nonprofit stuff with him with the radio station before that,
mm-hmm.
that this is actually what I went to school for.
And you have a degree?
I don't have a degree. No, I chose to get married and go farm.
Yeah.
But this is actually, communications is what I studied, and I did a lot of internships. My brothers were in communications as well, and I did a lot of internships with the youngest of the three boys.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of summers working with him at his newspaper that he ran for years. I did that all through high school, and as I got older, right before I got married is when I quit. But, communications is what I actually intended to go to school for and study, and it took me 30-some years to get to it. So.
My first real job was McDonald's in Salem my junior and senior year, and I got fired my senior year, late in my senior year, for goofing off on the headphones and drive through. And a friend of mine I graduated with, she had got hired on like an intern part-time position at the local radio station, WSLM in Salem. And when she went to college in August, she called me up and she said, Kevin, I always thought you'd be great on the radio. You need to apply for this job. So I did, and I got it. And so I started taking classes for journalism at IUS in New Albany. So I do technically have a 2-year associate's degree in journalism, but I don't know if it's really helped me out a whole lot.
Yeah, I did the journalism thing in high school, but I also before I got into high school and everything, my oldest brother studied communications, mm-hmm. and he actually had his own kiddie TV show through college down at Terre Haute when
cool.
he was at ISU. On Channel 10.
Channel 10.
Yeah, Uncle Funkle. it was pretty interesting, but I was a little kid. My brothers are a lot older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother is almost 15 years older than I am, so okay. I was in kindergarten when he was in college.
Right, and, right.
But my brothers would produce these radio shows. On my folks had a recording system at the house.
Reel to reel?
Reel to reel. We used to have a lot of fun with it. And my brothers, we used to record our own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And even at a young age, I got in on a lot of that. And
I did too.
We had a lot of fun doing that. So, and it doesn't hurt that anybody who knows my family, we do have the gift of gab. So it's not, it's genetic.
When I was 13, I got a karaoke machine that you could hook components too, and so that day, let's see, I think I got it for Christmas. So we were hosting Christmas that year, and I've still got on cassette somewhere. I ran across it about 2 years ago, of me interviewing the family as they would walk through my bedroom to go to the restroom or go outside. I'm, hey, Uncle David, come here, you know, and I've still got that on cassette sometime. We're singing Beach Boys songs. And
that's kind of cool. We still got the reels, the tape, the recorder and player finally crapped out, so I'd like to find another one that we can put them on. But yeah, we've still got all that stuff from when we were kids.
Well, you and I mentioned on the morning show this morning, Melissa, and you and I are going to do the morning show a couple days this week together. Anyway, Ken Hartman's on vacation. I hope he's enjoying that.
Quit texting me, Ken. You're supposed to be on vacation.
You're supposed to be sleeping in, Ken Hartman. The American Red Cross has a scheduled blood drive in Frankfort and Clinton County coming up January 24th, which is what? Wednesday, Thursday?
I believe, isn't it?
Today's the 21st.
Thursday.
Yeah. At the First Evangelical Presbyterian Church, that's at 352 West Clinton Street in Frankfort. Now, the hours are 11 to 5. You can donate or donate platelets, and you can also download the American Red Cross Blood Donor app by visiting redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Not everybody can give blood, but if you can, you ought to.
Right, and it's a good idea to use one of those three accesses to go ahead and schedule your appointment that way. I'm sure they would take walk-ins, but if you schedule ahead, then you know it's gonna fit your schedule.
Right.
And you know, save a life. One donation can save up to three lives. I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Absolutely. Well, due to the weather also this weekend, this past Saturday's legislative breakfast scheduled at Wesley Banner was canceled. But just a couple days from now, I believe it is Thursday as well. Yeah, Thursday, January 24th, the State of the Chamber 2019. And their theme this year, Melissa, is appropriately under construction.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, because, you know, what do they got? The couple buildings downtown, the Iron Block building and the old Flavors building and stuff.
There's a lot of remodeling going on downtown.
It's starting to look so nice.
It's pretty exciting.
It is.
I remember as a kid when downtown was where you wanted to go.
Right.
So glad to see all that coming to fruition.
So Ken Hartman, because it's at Arborwood, said he would go cover that on Thursday, even though it's a technical vacation day for him. So he's going to go enjoy some food at Arborwood and probably bring back a menu and throw it on my desk.
Does Ken really ever take a vacation?
No. Every now and then he'll go visit his mom.
He says he does, but yeah.
So this is going to be on Thursday, noon to 1:30. If you'd like to RSVP, email Jason at ccinchamber.org. That's Jason at ccinchamber.org, or just give them a call at 654-5507. It's $30 a person, business casual, hard hats not required, they said. A dozen awards or so to be given, and introduction of the new president of the chamber, Tammy Moss from the Farmers Bank. We'll have Shan in tomorrow, so we'll be talking with him about some of that. As we come up on the 9 o'clock hour, Melissa, any words of wisdom before I let you get out of here?
I don't know so much words of wisdom, but for everybody who loves books, this is just something I want to mention.
Okay.
You can also go, don't forget to go to community events. Go to our Clinton County Daily News and get on community events and make sure you got a calendar with you because there's so much information there. The calendar is starting to fill up really quickly. And you're going to want to write all this stuff down. But the Rossville Library, they do this every year. They are having their winter book sale. And that's coming up here on Saturday, January 26th. It's the hours are 1 to 7. It's done for cash donation.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And I love books.
Exactly. So. It's a great time. Now, they're going to have there's other days there, too. But it starts the first day is coming up this Saturday, and it'll be going on for at least a week, I believe, if not a little longer than that. But check it out. It's really cool, and there's a lot of books for everybody. I like going there, especially when my kids were little. They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
I like doing the book sales, and you can pick up a lot of books for kids.
All right, Melissa, thanks for joining us, and I guess we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, yes. Light and darkly tomorrow morning,
right? First thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with Don Stock for the second half of Party Line next on WILO.
We now pause.